We have Fran Winston in the studio with us here this evening, and she's going to talk about her play, Arnica Was My Eye Cream.
I know, it's a very cheerful title.
It's a very good one, though.
I like it.
Yeah.
Actually, it came about because I did have a black eye and I put arnica on it, and I only found out afterwards some eye creams do have arnica
in
it. So, it doesn't seem nearly as impactful then, but yeah. But arnica is good for bruising, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us about. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, arnica is a play that you've put on. You've written it yourself in more ways than one. You are the storyline yourself, Fran. And it's happening. It's from the 20th of June, so next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 20th to right through 23rd at the International Bar there, just in off Wicklow Street,
on the junction of Exchequer Street and Wicklow Street.
So tell me, it's a serious subject.
It is, and it's actually one of those subjects that everybody knows about, nobody talks about. It's very, very hard to open a dialogue on it. It's people, even they just run and hide and they put their fingers in their ears going la 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 la. Like even recently Nora Casey spoke out about her experience and she was being applauded, but if you look at the statistics for women being abused, it's 1 in 5. So if you have 20 women in a room, the likelihood is 4 of them have been abused.
1 in 3, I think they're saying now, aren't they?
They keep changing because it's underreported as well. A lot of people don't actually go and report it, so it's a huge issue. Even I did experience it myself, but in the last couple of months since I put it on in February as part of the Seen and Heard Festival, I've discovered two of my friends had been going through abuse as well. One of them was emotional abuse and gaslighting and what have you, but the other one was very physical abuse. I know these women years. I'd been in their houses, I'd had drinks with her, and I'd gone through it myself, so you think, oh, I know the signs, and I was shocked. So,
and did they know when you were going through it?
No, because one of the traits of abusers and one of the traits of abuse that they isolate you, and I was actually quite isolated throughout that. And when I did start seeing my abuser, who wasn't obviously right away my abuser, but I was studying for a master's and I was working, and then when you're seeing them, you don't actually have a lot of time anyway, so you don't realise that you're being isolated.
And it was slow.
It is. It's so slow. It's things like, in hindsight, a friend asked me to go to see Caitlin Moran actually in Vicar Street, and I said yes. And then that day we were delayed when we were out, and I couldn't get back in time. But it's like he was orchestrating things to keep me from people, but you don't see it at the time, you know, because you're too close to it, really.
Yeah. And often they're master manipulators as well.
Well, that's the thing.
Spot the vulnerability and they know the weaknesses and can go.
And the thing is, no matter what the situation of abuse, everybody's story, the traits of the abuser are the same. Yeah. They isolate you, they manipulate you, they gaslight you. You know, it's very rarely that it's just physical abuse. There's always emotional abuse, sometimes financial abuse. It's not as straightforward as they just hit you or they just wear you down.
Isn't it wonderful, though, that you have this wonderful ability to use the arts to really showcase this terrible issue in society?
But I think as well more people should, because obviously I can't be the only person who works in the arts that has gone through it. Right. The problem I found was trying to keep the anger out of it and, you know, keep it balanced, because it'd be very easy to get up and rant for 40 minutes, 50 minutes about, you know, men are horrible, abusers are horrible. But I was trying to keep it very balanced, because the reality is, you know, as I say in the play, well, Nancy, the character, says in the play, you know, you don't just go from being pulled around by your hair to a black eye overnight. And it is a gradual process, and there is a build up. So what we're trying to get across is, this is how it happens. It, you know, nobody enters a relationship thinking, oh, you know, this will be such fun because I'm going to be abused. It happens so slowly and systematically that you actually don't even realise what's happening to you at the time.
And often there is love behind it as well. So, I mean, you know, people say, oh, but I loved him, but it's true, people still do, and it's not always all bad, so it's quite hard to see the
sometimes that's part of the manipulation, because if they think losing control, they suddenly become one. I know, if Vernon, I used to get wonderful guilt presents, you know, and he'd be lovely, and it's, you know, they kind of suck you back in. And particularly, I remember the first time that he actually injured me really badly, he broke my eye socket, but he was so contrite and so nice that you're
never
thinking, oh, you know, he knows he's gone too far this time. And, you know, and I spoke to many women about this, because even though I've been through it, it's sort of an amalgamation of stories to show how it happens. And everybody's story was the same. We all thought it'll never happen again. We were all told it was our fault. We were all led to believe we'd done something to instigate this. And as much as these abusers, be they male or female, like to think that, you know, there's something special about them, they're all exactly the same. Mm-hmm. There's nothing unique about the way that they do it. Mm. But
there is a pattern, definitely, yeah.
I just for a moment, and we will go back to abuse and violence in a moment, but
cheerful
just
subjects.
Talk about the action. You've so wonderfully, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself too, Fran, but you've so carefully put this play together. You use a character, the bogeyman character.
You don't see him. Well, I mean, I always like that because I work in film and TV as well as theatre, so, you know, I've done a lot of working with light and sound and things, but I like the idea where when you don't see the bogeyman, you know, he's scarier. Freddy Krueger is far scarier until you actually see him.
And
the fact that abuse is so widespread, it's not confined to one socioeconomic group or one aspect of society. I didn't want to cast an actor and have people walk out thinking, oh, well, they're all 6 foot, or, oh, they all have red hair, or clearly they all have mustaches, you know. Yeah. So I wanted to do something where you still had the character, but you were actually creating your own perception. So we're using, now it's a bit trickier in the international because it's a more intimate venue, but we use a silhouette of a man, and I had an actor record voiceover. So I like to call it a one in a bit person show because he does do the voiceover. So you're interacting with that. So you've got kind of a virtual character, but people then can create their own perception of who they think that character is, because for a lot of people that I spoke to after the Smock Alley run, it resonated with them because they realised they did know somebody, so they started thinking of the broader picture rather than me giving it to them.
Yeah.
And actually the actor who plays Colin Condon, the actor who voices Marcus in the play, came to the last night of the run, and I pointed him out to a few people, and every single person went, no, no, he looks too nice, and he's a lovely guy, he's so sweet,
but that's it.
Equate his face and physicality with that character.
I particularly love that because you're really just using a shadow and a voiceover to create this other person, the abuser, you know. And the abuser, as we all know, comes from they come in all shapes and sizes,
and
genders as well.
Genders.
You're covering a female being abused by a male, but I mean men are abused by women too, and old people and young people. So
and women by women and men by men. Right. It's across the board.
Correct.
The thing was, because I'm already creating this virtual character, which some people were quite dubious about the idea before they saw it actually executed, I didn't want to confuse the issue more by throwing in all the different gender things. But I mean, it's Nancy and Marcus. It could just as easily be Nancy abusing Marcus. It could just as easily be Nancy and Mary. It could just as easily be Marcus and Norman. And it is written in a way, the dialogue's, you know, is written in a way that you could do it like that. So we're not saying it doesn't happen across the board. Mm. And I actually did have somebody who does work with Amen, which is the domestic violence charity for men being abused by women, questioning why I did it as a woman. But I was kind of thinking, look at me. You know, it's confusing enough for people when you tell them first you're doing a virtual character. Do I then put on a mustache and, you know?
It still is predominantly it is
predominantly
disproportionate to women, so I think it is fair enough. And you were saying there that it was hard for you to take the anger out of it. Is that because it's still quite recent for you?
When I started writing it, I was very conscious that, you know, am I doing this for the right reasons? Yeah. You know, and there would be moments where even when you're researching it that you'd talk to somebody and you just get so angry at their story, going, how did that happen to them? And, you know, remind you of your story. So, but I was very conscious of not making it an angry play, because with any contentious issue, there, you know, it's very easy for people to get up and just rant and come from that place. But it's, you know, that's not how it happens. And in the play, Nancy doesn't start out being abused, but she's sucked into it, but she's still suffering it in the play, so she's not at the place of anger yet. That's, you know, that's one of the things that comes afterwards. Yeah. So it wouldn't be, you know, appropriate to her or to somebody in that position to play the anger and to, you know, no matter how tempting it might be. But
Fran, you already successfully ran this as part of the Scene and Heard Festival in Smock Alley Theatre, which we actually covered here on the show as well. It's a wonderful
festival. A brilliant festival.
What are people's reactions like?
And a bit shocked. I did actually, there were a few people who attended who had been victims, or as I like to call it, survivors of abuse, because, you know, they're not victims anymore and they didn't do anything wrong. But they actually said it was exactly how it happened to them, how they got sucked into it without realising. People really liked the virtual character. They said it was very effective because it made them stop and think about who these people are, rather than putting a label on them straight away. People obviously were a bit shaken by it. I don't think people realised all the statistics, the people who attended the play, because we do it almost documentary style, you know, where we jump out of character and throw in, you know, this survey was done, here's some statistics, because there are some shocking ones, and they don't realise a lot of the stuff that actually goes on. So most people that I spoke to said they found it enlightening. I've seen and heard the audience actually give written feedback, and they're all encouraged to give feedback, and everything we got was very, very encouraging. There was one person gave what they thought was negative feedback, said it was like watching a documentary, which actually was what we were going for. So strangely, that was actually one of the best feedbacks.
You work in film and TV, you're a professional lady. I think you're incredibly brave to put yourself on the stage to tell your story and to really be out about what your experience
was. But the thing is, it's not just my story, because like I said, even though, yes, I've been through it, it's exactly the same for everybody going through it. There will be differences to the circumstances. They might have kids, they might be married, they might be living together, you know, but on the whole, the story is the same, how people get sucked in. And if nothing else comes of my experience, it might educate some people. And, you know, I would hope that we could bring this into even community centres and things, so people who wouldn't normally go to theatre might get to see it and engage with it and open a dialogue, because they're currently debating the domestic violence bill, and there is a lot of things that need to be done. The Gardaí apparently have very few powers when it comes to call outs to domestic violence. If I was assaulted on the street, they would arrest that person. And as there's a part in the play where I say, you know, if I was standing there, my arm hanging off, he has an axe in his hand, it's still my word against his, and he won't be arrested. And that's the reality.
Whereas in America, they actually treat it like a crime scene. If they come
absolutely,
into the house, they treat it like a crime scene. They don't need the woman to actually, or the victim to actually say anything.
And I mean, there was one night the guards called an ambulance for me, and like I'd very obviously been beaten, and they still didn't arrest him that night. You know, it's actually shocking. And then you have to make a statement to go in and see them, but that gives them time to work on you, and they'll decide the best tack. You know, do I need to be nice here? Do I need to be threatening here? And like, looking back, I see all this, but that is actually how it works, and it's not helped by our system, which very much supports the perpetrators.
So just to come back again, it's the International Bar. It's starting next Tuesday, the 20th.
No pressure.
I mean, you would encourage people to come and see this, whether they are going through something that maybe they don't understand what it is at the moment.
But even if they're not, because like I said, it's so prevalent, I doubt that anybody who has seen it doesn't know somebody who has suffered abuse, because the statistics dictate that they must. Even if they're not fully aware of it themselves, they have to know somebody who's going through abuse. So perhaps even it will help them see something that somebody's going through.
Can they come to the door of the International Bar?
Yeah, we're just on the door on the night.
On the door on the night. Yeah, just they can just come.
Keep it nice and simple.
I love that space. I've been to a play there before, and I actually really love that intimacy. And
you can see the whites of their eyes.
You can see the whites.
The fear.
Well, hopefully not too much fear.
Yeah,
but it does get quite physical. It's not just me talking about it, like, because I have done stage combat, so I do throw myself around.
Oh,
but
great.
The shadowed, so it's not just, you know, 40 minutes of me giving out about abuse. It actually is their relationship. So
yes, it's slightly longer than the one that was at the Seen and Heard.
Yes,
Festival, so 40 minutes.
Yeah, Seen and Heard. You more do as a taster, and so many people were skeptical about the shadow idea that even I started thinking this mightn't work. So I thought it was a good way to get it out there, because they do give you a platform and they give you a lot of support, and because it is a taster, people aren't expecting it to be fully formed. So it took a lot of pressure off. But it was actually, I was on a double bill with another play about two girls being held hostage. So it was a lovely,
lovely light
evening's
people,
entertainment for people. Yeah. I think we really traumatised a few audience members. Why not? You know.
And how did you find the experience personally? Did you find it quite cathartic, or did you empowering? Or?
I think, to be fair, it was such a journey to get into there. You're just so relieved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is somewhat cathartic, but at this stage, it's kind of it's taken on a life of its own nearly, because it has become more about opening a dialogue, not my dialogue, just a dialogue in general, and trying to get people to engage and talk about it. And even if I hadn't been through it, I think maybe I probably still would have done something, because if I'd found out about my friends, it genuinely is something that needs to be put out there and discussed. And the arts is a good way to open discussion for it. You know, and even something like this could be used as part of drama therapy or theatre and education, you know, to bring people out and talk about their own experiences. So hopefully it can evolve into something more than just what was originally written as something for myself, and to be a bit cathartic to try and spread the word. But
I'm sure it will.
It's great. Fran, it's Arnica Was My Eye Cream. I am looking forward to seeing it.
We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd in the International Bar. Well done, it's a great achievement.
Next week.
You haven't seen it yet.
I will, though.
Lovely lady Fran. You're sitting at the foot of us here tonight.
I told you so.
Put some pictures on the Facebook website as well. Would you kindly send in to us? So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, great. Well, best of luck with it.
Thanks a million. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.